61.
Wednesday morning, 2nd of November. It's 8:47 with Mike and Casey, WHUD.
Yeah, Judy Gold, she won 2 Emmy Awards as a writer on the Rosie O'Donnell Show, and she brings her stand-up comedy to Ridgefield Playhouse Friday night at 8 o'clock. Now, when you talk to her at her Manhattan apartment, you never know what's going to happen, but it's always comedy gold.
Every time I do stand-up, it's like, the gold standard. Gold comedy. Gold. Gold.
Were you intending for that to happen when you came up with Judy Gold? Is that your real name or a stage
name? That's my real name. That's my real name.
Oh, come on. It's not your real name.
That's my real name, Judith Hannah Gold.
Oh, well, that's terrific.
When I make up the name Judy Gold, that means I was born on a Friday at 8 p.m., so I am meant to be a stand-up comic.
You were right on time for the first show.
Yeah, first show Friday. Yeah, no, it's my real name. Actually, if my mother had her way, it would be Judith Gold.
I had the same thing. My mother was very upset with me that I was Mike Bennett on the air because she says, I didn't name you Mike, I named you Michael.
Right. Same. And then, I don't know if your mother did this, when people would call me and ask for Judy, she would then say, hold on 1 minute, and then scream as loud as possible, Judith! Phone! Pick up the phone, Judith!
I thought you were going to say, I'm sorry, Judy's not here. Do you want to talk to Judith?
Oh, yeah, no. She would just do it passively aggressively, you know, like just screaming my name in the phone so no one would ever call me again.
All right, well, I have good news for you. If you think A Night of Comedy Gold is great, how about this series is brought to you by Bart's Tree Service?
I love trees. What do? They just service the trees? And may I ask how they service the trees?
Well, I don't think you want to know all the details.
Yeah,
it's like sausage.
Really don't.
You don't want to know how it gets there.
Right, right. Yeah, well, servicing trees is apparently a good thing.
I just want to make you aware that it's Bart's Tree Service comedy series that you're a part of here.
Well, thank you, Bart. Thank you. Bart's Tree Service. So are we supposed to go pee on trees when we get to Connecticut?
I think anything but. Otherwise, they got to call out Bart.
Yeah. Oh, God. What? Do you hear that noise in the background?
Are you at the train station?
No, I'm in my apartment, and my neighbor, has 3 dogs.
And a PA system?
She talks to the dogs. She literally, this is what it's like living in an apartment in New York City. I live right by the elevator, so I will hear her at the elevator. One time she told one of the dogs not to smile at her that way. Okay. And then I'm not kidding. Last weekend, she went away and she had someone watching the 3 dogs. And I woke up Saturday morning to a pile of duty on my welcome mat.
Oh, well, that is a welcome mat. How
about isn't that nice?
Mackerel.
Uh-huh. That's what I have to live near. I put up a big sign on the elevator with a picture. I took a picture of the duty, circled it, and then I put up a big sign saying, I will accept an apology for this. And then immediately got a text going, oh, my God, we were away. We were away. It's Chris. He must have not seen it. Like, how do you not see a pile of duty in the front of someone's apartment?
Oh, God.
We just said, oh, God, at the same time. God.
Oh, God, yeah. Well, how much do you pay this neighbor for, comedy bits? Because she
for
must
material?
Just... Yeah.
Well, let me just say, I'm not kidding. I had to put professional sound absorption on the back on my door.
Oh, come on.
I'm not kidding. She doesn't shut up. She doesn't shut up. You heard it. That's what I have to listen to all the time. So I put soundproofing on the door. I'm not kidding.
Well, you should get your money back because it's not working.
I
can hear her clear as a bell.
Well, no, because the door was open.
Do you use all this material from your life on stage, or is it
more than
you can handle?
No, I do a lot of material from my life. Well, what else am I going to talk about?
Exactly. My life, yeah.
Yeah, I'll talk about Michael's life. Michael.
We had such a strange conversation. We really did. It was so much fun. Her act, I'm sure, is just as funny, if not funnier. So go see her at Ridgefield Playhouse, 8 o'clock Friday night. And we got a couple of free tickets for you to pick up at the door when you get there.
Caller 718-777-274-9483. 1-877-274-WHUD.
Good luck.